Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Of all shows I've ever done, this is the one. You just got to get down, get it down cold. I'm going to deliver it in perfect fashion to you. This is almost a rehearsed show because I really wanted to get this to you straight. We had so many responses from last week asking me to do part two of constitutional typing that I really set myself to it. So put your seatbelts on. Let me start with sort of a poem. Wood, earth, air, water, fire. A blood, B blood, O blood, AB blood. Pituitary type, adrenal type. Thyroid type, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Earth type, air type, water type, fire type, metal type. Sympathetic dominant, parasympathetic dominant, fast oxidizer, slow oxidizer. Astrology. Metabolic typing. All in 200 years, I just listed a couple of volumes of work that people have given their lives to describing the differences between people as it relates to how they should live their life and achieve optimal health. And somehow American nutrition in the last 40 years has brought the American public to a perception that kind of missed the point. There's been a cookie cutter sensationalism about American nutrition that makes people think one size fits all. And while, yeah, there are divergent views on that, and while lots of you understand that one size doesn't fit all, for the most part, one size fits all. If you really look at the predominant way nutrition is explained to people, whether you walk into a health food store, go into a doctor's office, or just talk to your friends about their evolving perception of nutrition, predominantly, their perception of how nutrition is done is, what's my symptom and my chief health concern, and what nutritional remedy do you have for me, doctor? Well, I'm not going to disrespect that, because it's not a bad place to start. But I can tell you predominantly it takes you nowhere. A good 60, 70, 80% of the time. Your problems are more involved in that. They demand a deeper integration. And researchers, nutritionists, doctors, scientists over the last couple of hundred years in America, in Europe, have understood this. And I don't think that a lot of their research has gotten to the public. I think that these guys write books, people read the books, and somehow it gets pushed under the rug because there's such a powerful mainstream perception that you take the symptom you have to the doctor and have them remedy the symptom. It's a mantra. It's a repetitive theme in the way allopathic medicine is done, and therefore, holistic medicine has jumped on the bandwagon because that's what people understand. We're going to end this. We're going to destroy this myth. And we're going to do it in a series of shows. I started it last week. We're going to continue this week and possibly continue next week. But you're going to have to get in there a little bit deeper. That's your job. If you want the edge, you've got to not kick back. You've got to apply yourself. So get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, .cc, not .com. Get on the website. Look at the pictures. I'm going to teach this off the pictures. And if unfortunately you're not able to get to the computer, as always, I will do my best to get it to you the other way. Now, last week, we introduced a typing system from India called the doshas, Vata Pitta Kapha. And we watered it down to the difference between the Vata, V-A-T-A, and the Pitta, P-I-T-T-A, and the Kapha, K-A-P-H-A, is most easily understood as an issue of bone structure. Big, dense bones, you're going to have a Kapha. Light bones, more like the bird, you're going to have a Pitta, you're going to have a Vata. Light bones, like the cheetah, to move 70 miles an hour at an extended period of time. The cheetah is all lung, heart, and adrenal gland. It's as if its bones are hollow to be able to do that. A lion cannot do that. An elephant cannot do that. But a cheetah can. A cheetah is like a Vata. Twiggy, the famous model, is a Vata. Ally McBeal is a Vata. And then there's your Pittas. Your Pittas are your medium-boned, very sinewy types. And last week we talked about Marlon Brando as a Kapha. We talked about an elephant in the animal kingdom as a Kapha. We talked about Brad Pitt as a Pitta. We talked about Angelina Jolie as a Vata. Nicole Kidman as a Vata. And we said that the Kapha suffers from being too mucoid. The Kapha will build mucus. Look at the elephant. Doesn't the elephant appear more stuffed with mucus than the jaguar, than the leopard? The leopard's the Pitta. The leopard has fire. The Pitta's got fire. And you can think of yourself in one of those categories, or, and this is very important as we evolve this concept of constitutional typings, because there are so many. In the end, you're looking at 20, 30, 40, 50 different perceptions of how to categorize somebody. And it'll get confusing for you unless you've got the right perspective. The right perspective when you go into this journey of constitutional typing, metabolic typing. The key is, so you can get a lot out of it and not get confused, the key is absorb what's useful. You have to understand the evolution of a thought process. The evolution of a thought process to the marketing of it, to when you start to extend it to others, is to build it into an absolutism. It's very, very difficult to avoid dogma. Your entire learning community, your public, your patients, even your colleagues will either tear your work down or they'll support it to the point where the natural trend towards it is dogmatic. It pushes it to a universal law. And that's the problem, and that's where you can forget, that's where you can get lost when you study these different typings. The real way to do it, the flexible way, the rational way, the most effective way is to study these things as I lay them out before you and absorb what's useful. Vata Pitta Kapha, which one are you? If you're Kapha, you've got to pull the mucus out of your body. You'll tend to need to decongest mucus. If you're Pitta, you have to cool yourself down. Woe to the Pitta whose bile doesn't flow. Well, bile has to flow in all of us. But the Pitta that tends to run hot because the Pitta is fiery, sinewy, rapid, volcanic, that Pitta, woe to the Pitta if he cannot or she cannot move their bile to cool the liver down. And then there's the Vata. The Vata needs to put on generally 10 to 15 pounds. The Vata needs to sedate. The Vata needs to make life sort of flow with consistency and stability, a routine. Vatas have to have a routine. A kapha can thrive breaking their routines. And that Vata, if they're vegetarian and they shouldn't be, if they metabolize very fast, which generally a Vata does because a Vata is very slender, and they go vegan, the Vata is going to get sick. If the Vata lives at high altitudes, the Vata can get sick. So think of the Vata as that slender model type, almost bordering on anorexia if the Vata is imbalanced, and as mercurial and charming and effervescent, Audrey Hepburn is the quintessential Vata. Sophia Loren is the quintessential Kapha. Julia Roberts is the quintessential Pitta. If you're a Vata, the oils and the denser foods ground you. They put meat on you, the routine. Multitasking may not be the Vata's first hand. Multitasking may burn the Vata out. The Pitta deals with their anger. Pittas come to anger more easily. Pittas tend to be aggressive carnivores. Kaphas are the larger boned, more jovial, laid back type that kicks back and relaxes. The Pitta doesn't want to sit still. The Vata flies all day and then in exhaustion drops to the ground for 8 hard, deep hours of sleep. Now, you're either a thoroughbred, you're pure Vata, pure Pitta, pure Kapha, or you're not. You have mixtures of all three. You may have very dense bones, but your muscles are very sinewy. So you're a Kapha Pitta. You may be very wiry, but you tend to go light. You tend to go sympathetic dominant. You tend to go into states of high anxiety at less prompting than a Kapha would. So you might be Pitta Vata. So if you don't fit the thoroughbred, if you don't fit the pure type, understand that people can be Vata Pitta. They can be Pitta Kapha. You can even be Vata Kapha. Someone that's small and light bone that's in that phase for whatever reason where they emotionally eat themselves into oblivion. So take what you can absorb from that. Put yourself in some sort of a category. And let's move. Let's move from Ayurvedic medicine to Chinese medicine. Now to do that, now remember, Ayurvedic medicine goes back a good 30, 40,000 years. It is an ancient medicine. It is still a practiced medicine today, and the schools that teach it are respected as much as medical schools are respected, at least in India. Vasant Lad, V-A-S-A-N-T-L-A-D, Vasant Lad, William Frawley, these are two of the teachers in America today. And if you look their names up, you'll find tons of books that they've written on pulse diagnosis, tongue diagnosis, the Ayurvedic constitutions, Panchakarma. And you can grow from that by absorbing what's useful. So what we're doing, what you're doing, what you were doing last week, what you're doing this week, is creating a profile of yourself. How many things can you learn that are specific to you, not your family, not your friends, but you, specific to you, as you draw from these different variations, these different schools of metabolic constitutional typing. Now, that's the ticket. Now, what you don't do as the show continues, what you don't do as you continue to read, is demand that these classifications represent dogma. That's the big, big, big mistake. That you might think that these classifications represent dogma. Dogma means you've studied Ayurvedic medicine and your Vata Pitta Kapha. You understand your doshic typing, and that's it. That's where it ends. Do not do that.